Let's imagine that God loves you every bit as much as he tells you. After all, the evidence for that is pretty strong. John chapter 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life." If that's true, do you think he'd allow the devil to rob you of the freedom that Jesus purchased for you on that cross? Do you imagine for one moment that God would allow that incredible act of sacrificial love to go to waste? There are people who believe in Jesus with all their hearts, and yet they're afraid that something they've done or something they might do one day will rob them of their freedom. Come on, you haven't found yourself wondering at some point, I wonder if I'm in or not. You know, I wonder if God's really forgiven me. I wonder if when I finally stand before him, I'll pass the judgment. And can I tell you, the devil loves that. Because if he can get a toehold in your mind, he'll work a way to undermine your faith. And truly, that's why I believe God has brought us together today. Because he is not going to allow that to happen. Jesus said that if you continue in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So let's do a bit of continuing, a bit of knowing to set you free from any doubt. Romans chapter 8, verses 31 to 39. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not even withhold his own Son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not with him also give us everything else? Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is going to condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, yes, who is raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor anything present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hey, that is powerful stuff, isn't it? Nothing whatsoever can separate you from the love of God in Christ. That means your freedom, your salvation, absolutely secure. And that's God's word, fresh for you today.